vengeance and justice. You know, that's why we have a system of law. The law says that when you have been sentenced to life with the possibility of parole, as you have mentioned, that you, when you have done that time, when you have done 15 on a second degree murder or 25 on a first degree murder, you automatically are eligible to go before a parole board that is appointed by the governor, approved by the state senate, to explain yourself, to show who you have become, because the law itself is implying that there is, at the end of this time, there is a second chance at life on the outside. So what has happened in California is the politics of that process have changed it from the possibility of parole to dying in prison. Because in from 2000 to 2009, 674 lifers were released on parole. 775 died waiting for parole. So we now know that if you are sent to prison with the possibility of parole, which in, when you go before the parole board, it says in the law that you shall normally be given a parole date at that time. And yet, if you even are found suitable for parole, that there's a very good chance in the past 23 years, there's a chance of 75 to 99% that the governor, 150 days later, is going to just reverse it. He's going to send a fax to the warden that says, I am reversing this parole. And frequently, those reversals were based on what the governor called original crime,
right,
which is a condition that can never change.
Lifers released in the state of California over the last 20 years, about 1,000 lifers have been released, and the recidivism rate is 0.6%. That's cumulative over 20 years. That's not annual. And the annual recidivism rate for all prisoners in California, something approaching 70%.
Correct.
One of the things I like to explain to those people who might listen to one of my mathematical analyses is if you were to divide all the people in the state of California into two cohorts, those who have been convicted of murder but released on parole, and all other persons in the state of California, which would include people like yourself, that because the rate of committing crimes is about 1 in 100 as a statistical analysis, but the rate of lifers who have been paroled committing crimes is a fraction of a percent, lifers represent the safest part of the population by far.
Yeah, it is astounding when you actually do the math.